that with a good feeling about themselves, even losing the game, but winning a trophy, and they didn't get him on the net. He started, and I think what happened, part of that is on the turnover, he overcompensated when he got back in the net. And
it was too far left, wasn't it?
He was too far off his angle. I watched it this morning a couple of times, and you know what? Reed Sturrows just has a knack. You know, he has a knack at that time to make a big play for you, and good for him. It was great to see him get the goal. It was great to see Neville make the play, and again, those guys are our leaders, and they sure did it on that night, and it was a great win winning that cup. It was a great weekend for Tech Athletics. Basketball team did well. Kim had her girls playing for a huge game, a huge win. You know, Luker had his guys playing, a big win, and then we were able to cap off and get a big effort.
It was a big day on Saturday too, and Coach, not very often do you give up two power play goals and win the game, but we got one too and ended up winning the game by three. I mean, it was that's a solid effort.
Yeah, we give up three on the weekend, three power play goals on the weekend. We haven't done that probably since early October, and you know, we've gone from last in the country on the penalty kill to we were at two at one time. I think we're around four now, and you know, that part we have to shore up for sure.
All right, so Huskies 1-4 on the power play, FSU 2-6 on the man advantage, but Michigan Tech wins it 5-2. They win the McGinnis Cup, and again, congratulations going out to Reed Sturrows. He is the Winter Carnival Series MVP. We'll be back with more from Joe Sean, the assistant coach for Michigan Tech, and we'll start your questions probably in the next segment too, but we'll also take a look at what else is going around in the WCHA, including those wild Wildcats down there with five straight shutouts under Coach Walt Kyle. Back with more.
Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-36.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepson. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton. 482-1210.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Assistant Coach Joe Sean is with us. We're having a good time with Joe talking about Michigan Tech hockey after the Winter Carnival Series win, and now the Huskies have a week off. So this is the last week off, Joe, of the season. And, you know, talking to Coach Pearson, he thinks, yeah, you know, we've got guys like Burks. We want to get back in the lineup. And I'll tell you, he hinted to me a little bit that there's a very small chance that a guy named Stamen could be back in the lineup. Can you shed any light on that at all?
I have nothing.
No?
I have nothing for that? No, I really don't. I have nothing for you on that.
But he looks good in practice. I watched he and Baltus and the other guys that were skating on Saturday morning. And Coach, both of you were working them out pretty good. They look good.
Well, so. he looks great in practice. Yeah. He looks incredible, and so does Baltus. Look, they look incredible in practice, but you can't, you just can't in today's date. There's protocols and there's things in place that right. They're watching these guys and making sure they don't get they don't have things that are going to be life, you know, like, you know, and hinder their life, you know, so
sure.
They watch it closely.
So Minnesota State was off last week, and they got a chance to kind of sit back and see how we do. We split. and get 3 points. So now our lead on them is 9, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Or is it 10? No,
it's 9.
It's 9. Yeah, 9 points. 51 and 42. So they have 4 games left. We have 2 games left. You do the math. We need 4 points to secure. But we'll be able to watch them and see how they do this week and to see what we need. But how do you think this is all going to play out, Coach?
You know what?
And how important is it that we keep that second spot?
Ego. You know what I mean? Ego. And it really, to me, it more the most important thing for me is the matchups. In the first round of the playoffs, because right now the McNaughton Cup is out of reach. So the matchup in the first round of the playoffs, and you know, you want it. The thing about it is how the playoffs are set this year. So I guess it's more than ego. It really is more than ego. How it's set this year is there is no final five with 4 teams that anywhere. They're going to play. The home team gets to host, or the higher seed gets to host all the way through the playoffs. So we're going to host a first-round series, 2 out of 3 series. Depending on what happens on that, if we win, we're going to, you know, we could be hosting a second round series, depending on if we finish in third, the top 2 teams above us. So we'd like to finish in second place to get that home ice seed in the second round. Now, my gut feeling is that there's going to be some upsets. And if you finish in second place, you could end up being the top seed. Bemidji is going to have trouble with teams. Bemidji's not a high power octane offense. And if they get the matchup, you know, the wrong matchup, any one of us, not just them, but any one of us, you know, that top seed could open up, which would give us the last game of the playoffs to get into the national tournament. Is a 1 game at the higher seeds rank, winner take all. So it is more than just who you play. It is you are playing for that home ice all the way through.
Northern Michigan has won 5 straight games with shutouts, 335 minutes and 49 seconds of shutout time for Ante Tolvanen and the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Talk a little bit about how rare something like this is.
Yeah, well, first of all, Walt is one of my best friends. He's one of my greatest friends, and I'm happy for him and the success that he's having. You know, I don't want him to have success in 2 weeks, but I'm happy with the success they've gotten themselves back into the playoff picture right now. They're sitting in the playoffs. So, and it's rare. I know in the first half, there's 2 dynamics that have happened there. In the first half of the year, their goaltending was good, you know, in Walt's eyes, but it wasn't elite like it was last year. Tolvanen was a star last year. He was a star. He stole hockey games. But he was just okay in the first half of this year. He's more than returned to form and taken it to another level in the second half. The second part of what's gone on there a little bit is that Shane Sooth is back, their
right.
leader.
Huge.
And that's given that team a lot of courage. You know, he's a calming influence. He's a great captain. And so that's helped. But Tolvanen's play has been outstanding. And we were talking about this earlier. There's a lot of, you know, irony. He's within 10 minutes of Blaine Locker, who I worked with at Lake State.
Right.
And I remember Blaine's run. It carried us through a season-ending series and then into the playoffs in 1994. And he won 5 straight. And then ended up having a great run. You know, we had 3 straight overtime games to get to the national championship game. Then blew out BU 9-1 in the NCAA championship game. So there's a lot of, you know, irony. I'm watching it for sure. I'd like Blaine to hang on to that. His jersey's in the NHL Hall of Fame, and I'd love to have those conversations with people about that. But it's a great thing that's going on over at Northern Michigan.
Ante's save percentage right now is at 92.3, but I think since January 1, it's
96?
Over 90. Yeah, it's over 95. And his goals against right now, 2.4. You know, we were joking around too how it is so ironic how early on in that season the Wildcats couldn't score a goal,
right?
And now they can't get scored on. So we'll see what happens this weekend, and hopefully, as you mentioned, the bubble will burst at least by the time we have to play them in a couple of weeks. But it's good for all of the UP. I think when the UP teams do good, and we just want to make sure that we beat them when we're playing them.
That's right.
Yeah. So and you mentioned obviously Robbie Payne and Dominic Schein leading that team in goals right now, but Sooth coming back, he must be huge in the locker room too, I would imagine.
Huge. He was the captain of Dubuque in the USHL right. when they won the national tournament with Jim Montgomery a few years back. He's a great leader. He's quiet. He's no nonsense. He's very much like a Mike Neville. Very, very similar. They don't say a lot, but what they say carries weight. They're not jokers. They're serious when they get there. We have the same thing in Sturrus and Neville. You have to have that dynamic. What three teams in our league have right now that make you nervous is Payne is scoring. Payne can score. Shine can score. You know, and they got, and Northern's got great goaltending right now. In Mankato, they've got Franklin. They've got the kid from Vernon. They got Michaelis,